I've lost my chelek base, so I just grabbed one from the shiva quickly from those little ones. So it's hard, I can't see so well, but we'll manage. Okay, so we're starting here on Daf Zayin, Sha Hamishi, the fifth Sha, Sha Yichud HaMaisa. It's a betochem be'elokim yisbarach. Sorry, I made a mistake. Shara Avodas Elokim comes after Shara Bechina, and then you have Shara Betochen. So we didn't do it exactly in the right order, but since we've done Bechina, Shara Avodas Elokim, Shara Betochen, so the next thing is Shara Yichud. But that Elokh and Leisim Michalav is Be'achoyves Yichud Maisa Avoida Elokim. What is Yichud Maisa Avoida Elokim? Kloima, it's a Choyve Amuteles Aleinu. The last is called Paulus Avoidas Hashem. It's the obligation that is incumbent upon us to do all the actions of avoidus Hashem mitoich kavona la'avoid behem es Hashem levadoi. The kavona, you're doing the actions because you want to serve Hashem levadoi. Why are you putting on tefillin? Because you want to serve Hashem levadoi. So those are easy. We'll see there's some that are not supported. V'neisha kavona zu mezakekes es ha'machshova. It cleans, it clarifies, it polishes the machshava, umetaris es alev, and it purifies the mind. Mitarevus shel pniyos sulois, hamaavdois es erchad shel pulas elu. It purifies us, it cleans us out, and it from what? From the vested interest, the mixture of different potel dikke machshavas that devalue what we're doing. Umatzilis ha'odom mimidas ha'itz yofois lifnei b'nei odom. It also saves us from this midah that we have to it's yofois lifnei b'nei odom, to make ourselves look beautiful in front of people. Al sugeya hashreinim. I'm a very sorry that it's fierce when he day his hanfus, even the other, and the day lotion, I'll calculate me a sofa lochut. It prevents us from doing what we're doing because we're trying to get attention, because we're trying to flatter people, because we're trying to get covered. And it all just becomes very superficial. It's all just, you know, it's all just lip service. And it really has no meaning and depth to it. Again, there's always the lo ilam yavod olam adam shelo lishmo shemitech shelo lishmo bo lishmo. We have to start somewhere. If you're waiting to only serve Hashem because you're going to do it only with the right kavanas, then you'll never serve Hashem. And at the end of the day, the ikah, the nefesh l'chaim, all the arichas, the nefesh l'chaim, is that the maitzah that's ma'akev. A maisa with not the most purified kavanas is okay. So it's not the most purified kavanas, but the maisa is, if you don't do the maisa, you can have the best kavanas in the world, but if you don't do the maisa, then that's for sure ma'akev. So we're not gonna stop doing mitzvahs because we don't have the right kavanas. We lowly shmos, for sure lowly shmos. But we're trying to elevate a little bit the machshavas when we're doing things, to just at least be aware. I think that's already a start on the journey to untold greatness, is becoming a little bit aware of why we're doing what we're doing. If the person would just become aware a little bit of what he's doing and why he's doing it, that's already a big step in the right direction. Kamosha Eliyahu, Iov, the friend there. Don't humble yourself before people. Don't do what you're doing. What does he say? It's so small. And then it knows upon him lafechad. But I'm saying, somebody that you need to give tochacha to, you need to tell him that he's done something wrong. So you shouldn't humble yourself to him. You should tell him what he's done. Obviously, with all the halachas of tochacha and how you have to do, it's going to be pleasant for sure. But you don't. You do what you do because that's what Hashem wants you to do. Lo yadati echonim. Okay. So that's the vort. Yeah, the vort is when I'm doing the pu'ulas of avodas Hashem. That means I'm already we're already being avodas Hashem, and we have betochen. We saw that was one of the big milers of betochen, by the way, was that you're doing what you're doing, and you're not taking into account what other people think. You're not trying to earn people's favor because you know they can't really help you. You might be scared to give tochacha to somebody because he's the guy that mafanases you. You know, he's the guy that pays the bills, or he's got influence and he can. Yeah, but talking, you're not worried about things like that because you know that no one can help you, nobody can hurt you. So this is a different insight here. The insight is everything I'm doing for Hashem. So whatever Hashem needs me to do, whatever Hashem wants me to do, I'm doing it because I'm doing it for Hashem. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to win favor. I'm trying to get people to see me. I want people to think something about me. Lo, I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm doing avodas Hashem because ha'emes lifi shehu emes. I'm doing the truth because it's true. That's all. You like it, you don't like it. Zebayash shelcha, lo bayash sheli. There's six subjects here that we have to deal with in the journey of becoming a yichud hamaisa dika of Ivde Hashem. Aleph, mahu perusha shel yichud hamaisa lokim. As always, he always defines these terms. What is yichud hamaisa? Second of Ketza Megiyim Alav, how do you come to do that? It doesn't sound so difficult, no? Before you do anything, you say, L'shem Yichud, in the Mukhuna Mazum and L'chaim Mitzvah Saboir. So what's so difficult? What's so hard about everything you do it because that's, you know, you're doing it because you're doing it because it's that you chayv to Hashem. So it doesn't sound so difficult, yeah? But we know that it's a mod kashya. So that's the second one, is how do you get to that? Third one is Aleza Pulos Cholachoy VeYichud HaMaisa. Does the chiyuv of Yichud HaMaisa apply to all our deeds? Some deeds, only some, all of them, only a few. That is going to clarify. Dalad Aza Dvari Ma'abdi Me'a Adam is Yichud HaMaisa. Let's come right in the middle, slap bang in the middle here. Usually that's the last thing he discusses. Over here, it's Mamash, the fourth thing out of six. What are the things that detract from? Cause you to lose this darger of Yichud HaMaisa. Five, Eich Marchikim Dvarim Eilim Me'anefesh. How do you get rid of these things that prevent you from being Oved Hashem by Yichud HaMaisa? Kach She'efcha Al Adam Laso, he says, Kol Po'eloisov L'Shem HaKel. That you can come to do everything you're doing L'Shem HaShem. So the things that prevent you, and then you have to learn how to push those things away in order to be able to serve Hashem L'Shem Shemayim. And finally, Shia Odom Zol b'machshavaisov, nishmo mi'machshavais psulois v'sholet al machshavaisov. The sixth thing is that a person has to be very careful about what he thinks. He has to guard his thoughts. He has to guard his mind from possible thoughts. And he has to rule over his thinking. So this Zol b'machshavaisov, what does it say in the original? Also the three things, yeah, they're all there. Okay, now I just wanted to make sure that he brought them here as well. The Zohi, Nishma, and Shoylet. Moishul, he calls Moishul, okay, that's Shoylet, to rule over your thoughts. You have to first be careful that you're not thinking the wrong thoughts. Then you have to guard the thoughts that you are thinking. What does that mean? And you have to rule over them. Okay, again, when we get there, we'll deal with that. But in the meantime, that sounds a bit remote. Okay. And we have a big problem with our thoughts because our thoughts come uninvited. Our heads are a collection place of a lot of noise. There's a lot of stuff flying through our heads. I didn't put them there. Where did these thoughts come from? So that's what I have to guard those thoughts, make sure they don't come in. How they come? Especially when you're davening, where do those thoughts come from? You're busy davening and you made up your mind, you're going to concentrate, you're going to think about the words. 5 minutes, we're not asking anybody to meditate on the same word for 4 hours. Just say 5 minutes and don't think about anything else. I mean, we know just to get through the first bracha like that is almost impossible. Where are those thoughts coming from? Am I going to be sholet and rule and guard those thoughts? We don't even know what's going on in our head. There's these words flying around in our head that we call thoughts. We're not even sure if those are thoughts or not. That sounds like thinking. Most of what we do is not called thinking. It's something else. It's not called thinking. It's like we have conversations with ourselves in our head. I don't think that's called thinking. Good. So we have to try and work out what all these things are. If we learn nothing else than just what a thought is, that'll also be quite useful. I'm just not exactly what's called direct thinking. Wow. Okay. Perek Aleph. Ma'i perutu shalichud amayis Elokim.
Can you just repeat that?
Repeat what?
Can you just repeat those six things one more time?
The six things, yeah, for sure. First is what is Yichud HaMayis Elokim? What does it mean? The definition. Second one is Ketzed Megiyam Alav. How do you come to achieve that? How do you get to that? Thirdly, Aleiz Depulus Chalach Soive Yichud HaMayis. On which deeds are you doing? Do you need Yichud HaMayis? That means there are going to be some things you do that, I don't know, we'll have to see that you don't have to have Yichud HaMayis. Some things you do have to have Yichud HaMayis, we'll have to see. Or no, maybe everything has to have Yichud HaMayis. Dalet, Ezet Dvarim Abdi Ma'adam Es Yichud HaMayis. What are the things that cause you to lose Yichud HaMayis? The thing is, how do you merachek those things from your nefesh? These things that ma'abed Yichud HaMayis, how do you uproot them? How do you get rid of them from your nefesh? In order to allow you to do everything you're doing, l'shem Hashem. And sixth of all, the Adam is Zohi b'machshavosav, nishbo b'machshavos psulos, v'sholet al machshavosav. Is Zohi, nishmo, and sholet. Niza, nishmo, v'moishol. Those three things. Okay, well, remind me when we get there. We'll remind ourselves about this. Okay. The Seder, so number Perek Aleph. The first of the six, Mahi Perutu Shal Yichud HaMayis. What is this thing called Yichud HaMayis? Kavonos Adam Bekol Pu'ulois Hagloes V'Hanistores Shal Avodas Hashem. It's a kavona that a person has to have on everything he's doing, whether it's revealed or hidden. He's doing things externally or he's doing things internally. La'asos Oysam L'Shem Hashem. You do them L'Shem Hashem. Now what that means also needs a hezbo. What does it mean to do it L'Shem Hashem? I'm doing these because I want to do the Rotzon Hashem. The Rotzon Hashem will come about by what I'm doing now. That's my only interest. I'm not trying to win favor in the eyes of man. And what people say, that just doesn't interest me. I'm doing what I'm doing now, both in the chayvus. Aguf, both in the Chavis Alevavos, which are the Nistores. I'm doing it only because that's the Rotzon Hashem. That's what I'm doing. No other reason. No other reason whatsoever. Now, I don't know if that includes no other reason about Schav Oynish. Schav Oynish isn't because I'm trying to win favor in man's eyes. Schav Oynish is I'm doing it because I've got a vested interest. I'm doing it because I want Schav, and I'm trying to avoid Oynish. That's got nothing to do with I'm not doing because I want people to see. I'm not a lo echpatli people. But I'm still not doing it because of the Rotzon Hashem. I'm doing it because I also have vested interests. That could be the lo lishmo, shemitecha lo lishmo bo lishmo. We have to see. I don't know. If I'm doing it because I want covered, that's the lo lishmo. And from that lo lishmo comes to shmo. I don't know if that's what's considered here. We have to see. I don't know what's called lo lishmo lishmo. He says you're doing it because the Rotzon Hashem, not because you want to win favor. There are a lot of other negias besides wanting to win favor. I don't want to get punished. I want to get the reward. I don't know where that fits in. Yeah, he doesn't discuss that yet. So we'll have to see where that fits in. I always understood that that's the lo lishmo. The lo lishmo is I'm learning Torah because I know what it's worth. So on the days that I want to learn, but you learn because you don't want to get burned for bittul Torah and you want to get the schra. So you're bouncing between the negia of schra v'inish. That could be a valid lo lishmo. That could be the lo lishmo that's the Gemara. The Rambam says that you should be omol the lo lishmo. You omol the lolishmo for gaiva, then the lolishmo is destroying you. It's not bringing you to lishmo. You're doing it because you want covered. No, so if you're learning because you want covered, you're doing something because you want covered. So then, I don't know if that's the lolishmo that brings you to lishmo. According to what he's saying, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. Be that as it may, is Yichud Hamaisa b'avodas Hashem is I'm doing this because that's the Rotzon Hashem, and I'm not interested in what other people say. What about the other negias I have? You didn't speak about that, so we'll have to hold it in abeyance. Clear? Okay. But now let's start getting into the meat a little bit here. Okay. Perek Beis and Perek Gimel are also very short. That was Perek Aleph. We're into Perek Beis. He's doing it, l'shem Elokim. I'm doing this, you know what? Because that's what Hashem wants me to do. Any other vested interest, any other motivating factors, zilch. But we have to be careful, because if you start behaving like this, you'll never get anything done. We always go back to the locha that mitrecha lo lishmo bo lishmo. Got to find a good lo lishmo and get busy. We'll have to see what's considered a good lo lishmo. There may be lo lishmo zed a treif. I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, this is some ideal, and we have to slowly find, as usual, targilim, little bits and pieces, little areas where you can start putting pinpricks into the system. But if you dump all your vested interests, you're just not going to get out of bed in the morning. But let's not try and let's not get carried away with ourselves. Okay. Al yaday esa hagdomos. Sorry, Eli, but there's lists here again as usual. There's 10 hagdomas. When these 10 Agdomas are planted firmly in the heart of the mind of a man, and it's clear to you that these are the basic foundations that all your avoda is based on, and the roots that all your actions flow out of. You understand these 10 things are big things because they bring you to do what? To do at your voida. And the maisav, you're doing it from a pure tolem, l'shem shemayim kavona. That's where you get to through these 10 akdomas. So we understand that these akdomas are going to be big, and we'll have to look at them slowly and carefully and see what we can extract for ourselves practically and what's not shaykh we leave behind for now. Because they bring you to that's what they bring you to. Obviously, we're talking about big things. Okay, so you can stop here for the next few years. There's no other force in the world. There's no other power in the world other than Hashem. There's no Nazis. There's no Arabs. There's no Ein Klum. There's Rak Hashem. We must admit that there's Rak Hashem. Okay, so at some stage, we're going to have to pluck up the courage and go learn Shara Yichud. There are those that don't learn it. Rupert Zvilzatzal learned it, and I think he even gave Shirim in it. I can find his Shirim that he gave on Shara Yichud. Maybe I'll go through them and prepare. It's very philosophical. It's very difficult stuff. I don't not learn it because I'm scared. I don't learn it because it's just odd mod kache, and it's hard for us to grasp those kind of scientific proofs and whatever. So it's philosophical and slightly controversial about. It's published here in the Chovos HaLevavos. It's not like Chas v'Chalila, and it was got trainers. It just necessary in his times today. I don't know. Today for Yichud Hashem, maybe we need to learn Shara B'Chinam and put more koiches into the world of how you boich and the Bria, and come to recognize the Achdus there. Because today, with science and everything, and you see it through the genetic of the world and through the subatomic particles, and what do you start seeing the Achdus in the Bria? It's quite nifla. But be that as it may, we have to come to some appreciation of Einod Milvodek, that there is nothing other than Hashem. That's the first thing you have to come to. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, there's nothing other than Hashem. You have to be ma'amid zeh b'leiv sholem. So you want to stop now, and we'll get back together in about 6 months. We'll just work on that, or we'll see what the second Agdoma is. Okay, but that's obviously the first thing. The first thing is you have to, there's nothing other than Hashem. Because if there's something other than Hashem, there's some other power in the world other than Hashem, it's going to be very hard to be working only L'shem Shemayim, because there's this other thing that you also have to deal with. There's nothing else you have to deal with. There's nothing else. Who was it that was busy davening and the Roman general came and greeted him and ignored him? He wanted to kill him. And he said, if you were busy talking to the emperor or whatever, and I came past and said, hello, would you greet me? He said, no, never, you're talking to the emperor. He said, so when I'm talking to Hashem as well, I also don't greet you. That means there's a Kodesh Baruch in the world, some Roman general, local Kachmanyenoti. I'm not doing anything to find favor in his eyes. I'm busy talking to Hashem. I don't interrupt talking to Hashem to talk to the Roman general, because Roman generals don't exist. Thou shalt fear no man. The early Israel, the Brisker Rov, conducted his life like that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There was a ganze tummel in Brisk about the Shechita, about who would control the Shechita. The Rov always controlled the Shechita. And how did he control the Shechita? Because he had the stamp. Without the stamp, you couldn't have kosher food. No one would buy food without the stamp. And the Rov was in charge of the stamp. That was the hierarchy. That's how things worked in those days, you know. It's like he had the key to the base of Shin. It was an article, tumor, whatever. And the scholar was trying to take over the street. There was a whole ganze thing there, whatever. And the governor, the Goyisha governor, was being influenced by the scholar, whatever. And he'd made up his mind that the street was going to move out of the Brisk Rov, out of the Rov of Brisk's influence, is going to go into other people's influences. We had that recently in the country as well. Last government trying to do the same thing as well. They're trying to take the shkita out of the rabbinut hands. You know, that's an old story. They're trying to make kunsim with the shkita. So the Brisker Rov went one morning. He put on talis and tefillin, and he went with somebody. The person chickened out before they got to the governor's house. But the Brisker Rov went into the governor's house to inform him that you might be the governor of this province, but when it comes to the shkita, you nobody. I'm in charge of the shkita, and you don't tell me what to do. That's based on thou shalt fear no man. I mean, and the governor is very powerful. The governor actually nearly got the Brisker Rov sent to Siberia and get arrested. They came at him very, very hard after that. He was saved by mamash miracles. A lot of ingenious work as well, but missed him how he got saved. He was on his way to being arrested. They cooked up a whole story that he was that he had denigrated the Polish anthem or something, whatever. And they were going to put him away for a long time. So that's the concept of when it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't move. You don't. There are plenty of stories of Brisker Rov, how Imam Ashton was unbending in this. They would shoot him, he wouldn't do anything that wasn't Bidyuk Rots and Hashem. And when it came to putting his foot down, he put his foot down because he understood there's no reason to fear anybody, because there is nobody that can do anything to you, because it's a kol mekodesh baruch when you have to deal with Hashem. Hagdoma shnia. Let's maybe do one more hagdoma and then we'll have to stop. So yovin v'yisko es hatoivas shelokim osu imoy. So we're going from Shara Yichud to Shara Bechina, no? What's Shara Bechina? It's to be continually looking and investigating and seeing all the goodness that Hashem does for you. We're benefiting from this goodness all the time. So the first two Akdomas is you have to master Shara Yichud and you have to master Shara Bechina. You've got to be holding in those. The Akdoma Shlishis, I think it's going to be quite obvious. The first Akdomas are the first four Sharim in the Sefer. Akdoma Shlishis, who? Shikabal al Atzmoy Voidus Elokim. That's Shara Voidus Elokim. The Moshe's Katili Elbucha Voidus Elokim. Akdoma Revius, who? He? Shemushchna, Yefliftoich Elokim Levodoy Velo al Habruim. Okay, so the first four Akdomas are very easy to remember. Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina, Shara Voidus Elokim, and Shara Betochen. The whole Chelek Aleph, you have to have mastered. Yes, and then we can start with the next six Hagdomas that you need in order to get to Shara Yichud HaMaisa. So we're in good space. We're in a very good place because we've already done the first four Hagdomas. Well, the first one maybe not, but okay, we all went through Eishat Torah or Samach. We all learned discovery programs about Yichud Hashem. So we yoyzid on at least that, and Shara Bechin Boch Hashem, and we just finished Shara Avodas Elokim, and we did Shara Betochen. So the first five domas are in the bag. Get those for free. The others we're going to have to do some work for. The Seder. Okay, so Metz Hashem to carry on next week with Zrat Hashem.
All right, thank you very much.
Take good care. Nice to hear your voice, Jonathan.
You too.
Nice to hear your voice.
You too. Take care. Just be well and only good things.
Bezrat Hashem, Omein, Omein. And you as well. Azak Nachas.
Take care.